Hey loves, like you, I desire an abundant life and its lifestyle, and to continue to show up as my best version of self, where we win in life to reclaim, rediscover, redesign an authentic and genuine self. And yes, this is intimacy on a whole new level. Welcome. Join us at claritywithsue.com. Again, that's claritywithsue.com. Welcome to the good life. Good morning, everybody. Good morning, Benny. How are you, love?
Doing very well. Happy Tuesday.
Happy Tuesday. I feel like there should be some applause.
Woo! If you'd like some applause, I can grab some for you. All right, there we go. All right, see how easy that is.
Oh, I love it.
And everyone done. See, so simple. At my fingertips.
Okay, so Pacific Northwest, getting some snow.
We did last week, and it's on the way. We're not sure how much, but it might be this evening arriving, a little mixed rain and snow showers, and I know you've already been talking about it this morning, too.
Yeah, well, I'm up in the desert in Bend, Oregon right now, and it was a blizzard this morning. It was beautiful. The birds weren't quite sure what was happening. They were still singing, and it was a sideways white blizzard. It's been beautiful.
I feel like I'm in their same area. I kind of wake up feeling the same thing. Like, I don't know what's going on right now. What's these birds and me? And what's, I mean, it happens. It's February. It's not all the way done with winter, so.
I'm so okay with it pushing into spring. I am so okay with that. I love it. I love the change of weather and seasons and all of that. Well, thank you, Benny. Okay, guys. Well, we're going to get started. I'm going to start doing a little new stuff with us during the radio show. It's important. And you guys have been asking about some more practical guides and tools to help sustain your mindset and offering positive psychology and also the card readings as well. So with that being said, I have created, thanks to you guys and asking the questions. So if you guys ask the questions, I will be able to provide that for you. So first and foremost, let me remind all of you, go to claritywithsue.com and sign up for the newsletter if you want a copy of the radio show. And of course, follow us on all the social medias, whether it's Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, or all the stuff. If you would like to see us, in studio online, you can do that at YouTube. And all you got to do is type in 1150 AM KKNW and you'll find us on YouTube during the live show. After the live show, you can find us on SoundCloud, iTunes, and all the podcast world. And if you want links to that, all you got to do is sign up for the newsletter and you'll get everything in your inbox. We'd love to hear from you and have all of your questions answered as well. And I love hearing from you guys. I want to know what's working, what's not working, your wins, what you're proud of, and also guest recommendations. And thank you very much. I've heard from Mexico. I've heard from Canada, the UK, Australia. I love you guys. Thank you so much. Okay, with that, it's an inside job. We are talking daily awareness practices to keep us tapped in and turned on with life. Awareness is the number one thing that I always teach in my events, when I'm working with teams, all of that. You've got to have that massive self-awareness. If you don't, that just means you're in denial. It just means that you have you know, got avoidance, all these other things that are happening. So with the awareness practice that I'm going to start doing every show, I'm going to bring on a new awareness, new thoughts, new ideas, and a new awareness practice. So today we're going to be talking about what depletes and what gives us energy. There's depleting. So do a self-check-in when you're doing these awareness practices. And again, it's kind of this weird double-edged sword. You've got to be in awareness that you even are unconscious, right? Oh, right. I went unconscious. Hang on. Take some deep breaths. Come back to yourself. Get into your body, right? It's really important for this to happen. You know, if you want to have a more abundant life and its lifestyle, if you want to have more love, if you want to have more sex, if you're worried about your bottom line at work, you really have to be in a state of awareness. So let's look at the contrast to that. The contrast could be what depletes, what are energy depleting? It could be overthinking, lack or inconsistent sleep, poor diet, dehydration. Oh my gosh, dehydration is huge. So make sure you're hydrating. and also any kind of negative environment. And that's an awareness contrast practice as well. Really be aware of your environment and what's going on and how you are showing up in said environment. How are you reacting in said environment? And really think about that and sit in that awareness and go, you know what? I feel a lot of anxiety. I feel pretty scared, or I feel really good. This fires me up. And do more of the stuff that fires you up, that gets you excited, right? Get you tapped in and turned on. Social media is another big energy drainer. And the ever consistent people pleasing or diminishing yourself. Let's go back to that awareness practice and checking in and checking into where your environments are. Are you in a space where you are getting energy or you are not getting energy? That is one huge, huge awareness practice and also a solution to all that. If you find yourself in that scenario, it's breath work. It's free. All you got to do is just breathe 7 in through the nose and 7 out through the mouth, really slow. Just take some nice deep breaths. If that doesn't work, get out in nature, go for a walk. You can afford 20 minutes, especially if you're in a team environment and y'all are losing your shiitake mushrooms. Get out, take a time out. We as adults, you've got to have a moment so you can come back to yourself. So solutions, breath, 7 in, 7 out, 7 in through the nose, 7 out through the mouth. You figure out the number. If you want it to be 5, just do it. And then if you want to do a little power snooze, take a power snooze for, 20 minutes. Just get yourself back to your homeostasis, to yourself. That's going to affect bottom line. If you're at work, it's going to affect emotions. It's going to affect your energy, all of that stuff. So if you want an abundant lifestyle, you're going to want to have these awareness practices in your life. And of course, there's meditation. And I get it. This isn't about going on a mountaintop and meditating for 5 days. This is you finding a meditative practice. Again, it could be walking in nature. It could be shooting hoops. It could be it's that space where you're in the zone and your brain is shut off, right? So get yourself back to homeostasis. All right, that was the Inside Job daily awareness practices to keep us tapped in and turned on. We're going to our guest. We have Roy Biancalana joining us today. Let me give you a little bio about Roy. He's actually joining us for the second time. I'm super excited. We're going to talk about relationships. We're going to give you some tips and tools and contrasts, all the juicy stuff, right? So Roy is a certified relationship coach and a nationally recognized expert in the field of attraction and conscious relationships and the host of the Attracting Lasting Love podcast. Along with being a TV, frequent TV analyst, Roy is the author of three number one best-selling books, the latest which is Relationship Bootcamp, Hardcore Training for Life, Love, and the Pursuit of Intimacy. It is intimacy on a whole new level, and it is an inside job. Roy, welcome.
It is an inside job. Thank you so much for having me on. And I have to say, I totally resonate with the self-awareness things you just described and the practices.
You have to put this stuff in place before right. The frantic, before the drama, right?
Right, right. I think a lot of us in relationships, we make the mistake of becoming other awareness. Like, I'm very aware of you. What you're doing and what's happening in the world and the dating scene. And, our attention can so easily be on the outside of us, things we can't control. But it takes a special commitment to stay home and to sort of know yourself, to know your inner terrain. And I'm sure we'll get into this.
Let's just jump in, love. Let's get under the hood right now.
Right. Authenticity is in my mind, the name of the game, right? Relating authentically, transparently, openly, honestly, right? I've never met a person that says they don't want an authentic relationship. Right?
Or there's the people that are scared and in denial. I was there, the people pleasing, spinning out and all the other stuff.
Yeah, right. Those are sort of unconscious ways that they're not being authentic. But I haven't met anyone that says, I want to be in a relationship that's characterized by playing games and withholds and stuff like that, right?
No.
But what I think sometimes we lose track of is I can only be as authentic with you as I am aware of me.
Right there.
How do I share my authentic feelings or thoughts or wants if I'm not self-aware of what's going on? So the first step to an authentic relationship is to have an authentic relationship with yourself, to be self-aware. And so like you, I teach all my clients simple check-in, a presencing process, you could say. You know, what are your sensations, your current emotions? What is that voice in your head talking about right now? Is there anything that you want? And it brings you back to what I call your inner truth, your inner reality. This is what's
coming
happening.
Coming home.
Yeah, so it's happening in Siouxville, right?
Yeah.
Or in Royville. And then once I have that information, if I want to be close to someone, then I can share with them what's happening over here, right? So it sounds so simple, but all the clutter in the mind gets in the way. We get lost in our thoughts and all the things you talked about, and we lose track of ourselves, and then we just go downhill in a drama.
And then the addiction to the chemicals that were being released in our bodies, right?
Yes.
You know, there's so much to unpack and have this conversation here, Roy. So let's just intuit and go with it here.
Mm-hmm.
The relationship and having the conversation about taking on the accountability and the responsibility for how you are showing up in this world. And instead of projecting or instead of blaming, because, you know, in past relationships, the old statement, well, you're triggering me, stop it. And I'm like, let's have that conversation, because I have not only in my past relationships or people that I have talked to, educated at events, you know, that big triggering conversation comes up, and I would like to, one, bring an awareness and a conversation around that, but also providing a safe conversation around taking responsibility and accountability for how you are showing up, right?
Yep.
Go ahead.
Yep. Yeah, I was, even as you were saying that, I was already tracking with the idea of being triggered. That is, I think, one of the crucial moments in any relationship is when, if you are self-aware, you begin to notice something's happening over here.
Yeah. Right?
My breath
shiitake's hitting the fan.
Exactly. I love that phrase. That's such a
you
great
can
way
use
of
it. Yeah.
Yeah. But, you know, the breath changes. There's a constriction in the stomach, you know, and it's the onset of being triggered. You feel a sense of threat. You maybe feel defensiveness coming on. And those moments, in my experience, are unavoidable. Like, the world takes place, people say things happen, and all of a sudden we begin to have reaction to it. So I really stand for people not being upset that they are triggered. It's kind of, what do you do when you notice it, right? And most people go into blame. They're like, I feel this way because of what you did to me or said to me or about what happened. So we feel like the source of our trigger is coming from outside of us. And then the only way, if you think that way, to release your trigger is for someone to change who they are, what they're doing, the circumstance. Then you get in this victim place. I'm at the effect of people, places, circumstances.
Okay, wait, we get it. That is beautiful, Roy, because when you're in, say, people pleaser role, right? Mm-hmm. And you now the other person is coming at you saying, you're triggering me. And I'm standing there going, I'm trying to please you because I've lost myself. Let's have that conversation, because people get lost in that paradigm, right?
Right. Right. Yeah. I mean,
I guess it's just, you know, having the open, loving conversation like you and I are doing and providing the permission to say, hey, wait a minute. No such thing. I didn't live your life. You didn't live mine. I don't know what's triggering you. That was something based on your past. I have no control over that, right?
Right. That is the understanding that it does appear on the surface that something on the outside is responsible for triggering me. But
it sure looks like that.
It sure looks like it. But,
but it's not.
The more you get in touch with things, you really begin to learn that there's something that was already in me that is getting touched.
That's it right there.
Right. And so in a sense, I'm triggering myself because there's something in me that I haven't let go of. And so here, this is like the best metaphor that I've ever thought of about this. It's like we human beings, imagine we are like a vending machine. Okay. And the vending machine has got all kinds of stuff in it, right? It's got crackers and M&Ms.
Some
and
good, some not so snacks good. And you chips, get right? Got,
right. So the vending machine's got all kinds of stuff in it that have been put in there. Okay. And then someone comes along and they hit the button D3 or something. They push the button and out it comes.
Oh,
right.
This is brilliant.
Out it comes. That's what it's like. It's like, it's not you triggering me just because you pushed the button. It's because you pushed a button and I have something in me that's never been released. And so it's coming out. Right. So the issue.
Oh, I'm so using that. That is brilliant. I love it.
The issue in dealing with then is not to don't push my buttons. That's ridiculous. It's like empty out all the junk in there, so that people can push a button and nothing comes out. And this is.
And that's also you taking accountability for yourself, right?
Right. Right. We have to understand that the reason why I'm triggered is because I have stuff in me, insecurities, abandonment wounds, feelings of not being good enough, experiences in my childhood or more recently that I have stored and repressed. Oh. And so we walk around with. Well, the ancient Indian term is samskaras.
Yes.
Eckhart Tolle
or small
calls
traumas.
It, right.
Small T
Eckhart
traumas.
Tolle calls it pain body.
Yep,
right?
Pain body. Yeah. Yeah.
Modern day vernacular is baggage, right? We have
totally.
We have stuff from the past in there.
Yeah. Yeah.
And because it's there, your button can get pushed. But if you do the work, and maybe we can talk about this, but if you do the work to let go of this stuff you've been holding on to, so that you're sort of on a path of purification. And I do think maybe the best word for the spiritual life is not necessarily liberation or maybe awakening. I think purification might be the best word, because when you let go of all the stuff you've been holding on to, it's now you can push buttons.
And
you
it's say, lighter. It feels right. lighter in your body. Absolutely.
Right. You can say, Roy, you're a lousy coach. Roy, your books are awful. And I'll hear that. And they're just, I'll just notice that that's your opinion and it's fine. Maybe I could learn something, but I won't get that defensive thing because I've let go of that insecure part of me. I've worked through that defensive part of me, you know, that part of me that's got to prove to everybody that I'm worthy. Right? As long as that stuff's in there, and if you criticize me, I'm going to have a big reaction. And I think one of the greatest joys and one of the greatest evidences for your own self that you are growing is when you have this experience where someone says something to you or something happens and you sort of have this awareness that says, man, in the past, that would have sent you over the edge. And it hardly even gave you a ripple.
Yep.
It's like,
yes,
that didn't
bother
you.
That is a good moment.
And
that's
a year ago, that would have, you would have wanted to fight. You would have lost your mind. Right. And now you're like, oh, that just kind of went right through me. It's like, oh my God, I've grown. But that takes a commitment to first own that you're the vending machine with all your junk in there and people push buttons. And it's not the pushing of the button. It's the fact that you're storing that stuff. That's
love
where you
that
take
analogy.
Responsibility. Right. Somebody might have pushed a button and they might have been being mean to you on purpose. No, whenever we get into something, I don't ever say that the other person doesn't have bad intentions or that they aren't
right.
in their
That's
own
important.
Trigger
it's
state.
It's not that you're
right?
doing something wrong. Right.
If somebody says, I've done this with my wife to me, we get triggered. We say things, right?
Mm.
Not that those things are, they're not appropriate. It's just that if it really bothers me, that's about me, right? If
Let's
I react,
have this conversation right here, Roy, because being in an awareness or a witness space, we're in a relationship. You can take you and your wife or whatever example you want to use. when you are in a trigger state, in a trauma state, and the other person is witnessing that in you, language to be able to say, hey, you know what, like I said earlier in the daily awareness practice, I just went unconscious. Hang on. Yep, you're right. And providing that safe space. And Roy, maybe you've got some other language that we can use that's non-reactory. I'm making up a
sewage. Yeah. Well, actually, in my book, I have, there's a whole section on how to let go of the past, right? Which is kind of what we're talking about, stored things from the past.
Well, and having that awareness that it's even in there.
And I have a couple chapters on various topics related to letting go of the past. But the final one is what to do when you're triggered. Okay. So I lay out a 5-step process, and I call them the 5 R's. Okay.
Oh, yes.
What do you do when you're triggered? Well, the first step is the hardest, and that is to recognize. See, most of us don't even recognize we're triggered. Something happens and we feel so right to feel the way we feel. We don't even recognize, oh, I'm triggered. It's like, no, you did something and I have a right to feel this way. And we just get lost.
And then the chemicals are like, oh yeah, validating it. Yeah.
Right. We don't have that moment of saying, all right, boy, I could feel my stomach just went into a knot. I felt, emotion of anger or sadness, or I had thoughts in my head of wanting to be, we don't have that moment of self-awareness where, all right, Roy, you're triggered, right? It would be like, I use the example of like, imagine a woman is on a first date with a guy and she's been divorced for say 18 months and her husband cheated on her. Okay. Now she's on this first date. She's sitting at a kind of a restaurant bar at the table. And so they're sitting across from each other and there's a girl that comes walking down the aisle.
Oh, yeah.
And you see your guy's eyes go over here, and then she walks by and he sort of follows her.
Now
you're right. Exactly. You're sitting there, and all of a sudden, woof, it just comes up. Yeah. Right. It's everything from I just got cheated on. Are you gonna cheat on me? Are you the same kind of guy? Your mind starts to, I can't trust you, blah, blah, blah. There's anger, there's fear, whatever it is. In that moment, do you just get lost in it and throw your drink in his face and walk away? Or do you have that little instant where you recognize and say, shiitake, I'm triggered. I saw him look at her and it brought up. I just feel it all coming up. Like he didn't know it, but he pushed my button and out of my vending machine came my junk.
Yeah.
So if you can recognize that, you have a chance to work with it. Okay. If you don't, you get lost in it. You just let the trigger take you over like you're a puppet. Right. Then you're going to probably make more drama and
say things you didn't mean to say, write that email you didn't mean to send, all that stuff.
Exactly. So recognizing is the hardest one, even though it sounds like
the
simplest
thing
to do.
It's so important. It's the pivotal moment. It is that moment where you're going to choose to pivot. And you know what, Roy, I think it's important that we have the conversation to say it's okay.
Yeah.
It's okay if you fall from grace. It's okay if you go unconscious. What is really important is how quickly you recover.
Exactly.
And that's problem. It's one of your R's, right? Really recognizing and being able to come back and go, okay, don't go down the shame rabbit hole. That's not what we're talking about here, loves.
Right.
It is about you just looking at the contrast going, well, I didn't really show up real well there. I'm going to change that.
That's
and I'm going to take ownership, my power back, right?
Beautiful. Yes. That's why I set the example of the woman went through a divorce recently and the husband cheated, just so it made sense that she would have a reaction when the guy started checking out some other girl.
Right.
No shame, no judgment. You're just a human being and you have stuff in you that you've never let go of.
Right.
Who doesn't? Right.
Yeah.
Maybe
Eckhart.
These are the people that have, they've done this work so intently that they've let go.
Yeah.
But the rest of us are still on the path of discovering little places of stored pain body that we have to deal with, Roy, I call it
the sticky stuff.
Yeah.
It's serious conversation. It's serious work. It's courageous work. Right. And when I, language is important, you know that as well as I do. Yeah. And when I use words like shiitake, mushroom, or, you know, sticky, muddy, heavy, it's my language. It's my adjective to describe, but it's a lighter frequency, right? Mm-hmm. So I, it's also language, not only for myself, because I want to speak well and lovingly and kind to myself, but also the person I'm with as well. But language is really important. We're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, well, first and foremost, Roy, we're going to still be live on YouTube. So if you want to join us over there on YouTube, Radio World, please do that. We are on YouTube at 11:50 a.m. KKNW. Just type this in and you will see us goofing off over there. Roy, we'll be right back. You guys will be right back in the Radio World.
Exciting and new, come aboard, we're expecting you.
Hi guys, Sue here with Clarity with Sue, claritywithsue.com. 15 years in radio, solid reputation, and conscious collaboration mindset. I am looking for an aligned sponsorship and partnership. This is conscious collaboration within the mind, body, spirit, organics, and fitness arena. Let's talk about spreading your message and your product to the masses. Email me at sue@claritywithsue.com. That's sue@claritywithsue.com.
Alternative Talk 1150. We're on your radio at 1150 a.m. We're on your HD radio at 98.9 channel 3.
So many ways to listen.
We're on the web at 1150kknw.com. Streaming live audio and video as well as MP3 archives of many of our shows.
So many ways to listen.
And now, we're on your smartphone or tablet. Download our free app in the Apple App Store or Google Play and take Alternative Talk 1150 anywhere you go.
So many ways to listen.
Hey guys, Sue here with Clarity with Sue, claritywithsue.com. I have got a 5-day mini event coming up in April. I would really encourage you guys to join us. It's going to be so powerful. Just starting with the first day, you are going to have a massive change in perspective. It's called Release Your Small T Trauma Blocks. We're going to talk about the nervous system, those crimps and those wires. We're also going to talk about the three phases of transformation, how your personality creates your personal reality. We're also going to talk about habits and some action steps and changing all that. We're going to have a Q&A, and we're going to also really dial in about how to sustain these changes and to keep you tapped in, to keep you in a beautiful, juicy life and lifestyle. Go to claritywithsue.com and let's do the Release Your Small T Trauma Blocks together. Go to the website, claritywithsue.com. That's claritywithsue.com.
Have something important to say? Want to help improve our world? Need to promote your business uniquely and effectively? KKNW is the answer. Our staff helps broadcasters and podcasters create professional-sounding audio. Bring your talent and let our experts help you craft a radio show or podcast that best delivers your message. Learn more at 1150kknw.com. That's 1150kknw.com. KKNW, talk variety that's live and local.
Hey guys, Sue here with Clarity with Sue. I have got a question for you. Does turnover happen in your company? Is morale really low because of what's happening in our economy and in the world? Are you experiencing small T traumas within your organization that's affecting your bottom line, that's affecting massive turnover? Well, what we do know that low morale causes employees to have a loss of interest. It's like 65% of employees do not feel appreciated. So how about this? How about a solution? In 90 minutes, go from checked out to tapped in. Set your team apart from others and create a culture to be proud of. Help your team find that purpose again. That's what I do. I'm going to help you do that. In 90 minutes, go from checked out to tapped in. Send me an email, sue@claritywithsue.com. That's sue@claritywithsue.com.
Alternative Talk 1150. It's good for what ails you. This statement has not been evaluated by the FDA.
Oh, juicy conversation, you guys. If you missed us on YouTube, poop. You got to go back and you got to get a copy of the show. Yeah. Seriously, you guys, go to claritywithsue.com/newsletter and you get a copy of the show. This is really a powerful conversation we're having with Roy. We're learning about the five R's. And during the break on YouTube, we were kind of unpacking that so much more and using the great analogy that Roy gave us with the vending machine. And then he also gave us a great example about the newly dating female and a gentleman she's sitting across from, then of course notices another female walking into the room. And I wanted to kind of encapsulate that for you guys. If you're just tuning back in, Roy, we were talking about the five R's. We talked about in that moment that you are triggered.
Yeah.
Whatever that is, whether it's a relationship, in that moment, we were talking about the five R's. It's recognize, relax, release, report. So before the break, we talked about recognize. It's the awareness. You got to have the awareness that you are in that trigger state and go.
Right.
And you were talking about body sensations, feeling your body, clenched fists, gut ache, tight jaw.
Right.
You know something's going on.
And we all have our own thing. When we get triggered, it shows up in our bodies individually, right? But
if you are shut down, and unaware of what's happening in your body, you now need to really look at that. And don't be afraid. It's okay. It's okay that you're having a reaction. You know what it's teaching you? It's teaching you that you have stuff in your vending machine you need to get rid of. It's beautiful. It's brave work. Go ahead, Roy.
Right. Because when you're sitting... You're sitting in that restaurant and this guy looks at someone else. Well, you know, he's probably looked at dozens of people and it hasn't bothered you, right? Why did that one bother you? Because it pushed the button that you got cheated on and it touched a place in you, right? Yeah. So once you recognize, we mentioned this in the break, you have the option now, am I going to just act on this and react and cause more trouble? Or am I going to be more present with what's occurring in me, which is then to relax with it, just kind of open your hands and not push it away, not hold on to it, but just take a breath. Just like you were saying, you could sit there at the table and take a couple inhales, a couple exhales.
Mama needs a timeout. Sueville needs a timeout.
So relaxing and releasing are kind of two sides of the same coin.
Yeah.
But then if you want to create relationship with someone, right? Even if this is happening with a friend or a parent
or a teammate at work,
this is the authenticity part. The fourth R is to report and to just simply share, hey, this is what happened in Sueville, right? Just a minute ago, when you looked at that person walking by the table, there was this huge reaction over here. And it's got nothing to do with you. I just recognize that I still have a vulnerable part of me because of some things that have happened to me. And I just wanted you to know. I'm not blaming you.
This is what came
up.
Is it true?
Right. I'm not blaming you for noticing someone. You know, I thought she was attractive too.
Yeah, which is fine. Right. However, if you're in a situation, I mean, we don't need to go down this rabbit hole. However, but bringing it to the surface and having that authentic, transparent conversation and go, hey, is it true? Are we not aligned here? If we're not, let's...
Oh,
let's
certainly.
Cut,
yeah.
Let's cut it. No, you but could don't ask, be rude, say, right?
My mind made up some stories very quickly that maybe you're not really into this.
Right. So and if you're not, own off.
You can always ask for clarity.
Always.
Whenever you're triggered, you can always say, you know, I'm triggered. I don't know.
And then you're triggered about being.
If this is me or this is something real, right?
Right.
So you're, rather than live in your head and let your mind try to interpret what that means, because you're going to interpret people's actions based upon your past and what's happened to you. So rather than try to figure out what it means when a person does something or says something, you can just say, boy, I noticed that I'm stirred up over here. Rather than me try to explain what actually happened, I thought I would ask you. Could you clarify something? Did you mean to insult me? Is there something more that we need to talk about here?
And you know what comes up for me? I love this, Roy. Having this conversation, because I've done this. And you know what they say to me? Oh, you're just being too emotional. We know that response, don't we? That's right. Completely, shut that down. Yeah, go ahead.
But it's another opportunity. Right then, when someone says, you're being too emotional, you're going to have probably a reaction that you
can notice. An emotional response.
I'm recognizing I'm triggered by the way you just dismissed me.
Yes.
Right? Now, that's my interpretation of what you did there.
Yeah.
Because, you know, when you're really in a conscious place, you might say, well, am I being too emotional? I mean, I'm open to the possibility.
Yeah, I have that question. Yeah.
Right.
It happens in seconds. Right. Am I being emotional?
But when they say that, it's like the process begins again. Now I just want to be authentic with you and let you know that I'm recognizing something happened when you said that. I'm relaxing. I'm releasing. I'm reporting. So you're staying in relationship with your authentic, unarguable experience. Because when you say, boy, my stomach went in, when she walked by the table and you looked at her, my stomach went in knots. I felt scared and angry. I had thoughts in my head. Are you going to cheat on me? Can I not trust you? None of
Am
that.
Am I not enough? Person, yeah. All of
none stuff. Of that a person could argue with. They can't say your stomach didn't go in knots.
Right.
They might not like what you said, but it is the truth.
Yep. It's
and so this
truth.
Is where we come all the way back to the question, do you want an authentic relationship? Do you want to relate authentically? And in my book, I say, everybody says they do until you start to know what that means. Because what it means is you would reveal what's going on inside of you and face the possibility that someone says, you're being emotional, you're neurotic, you're crazy, what's wrong with you? Right. People can react to your inner truth in that way.
Yep.
And we might want to protect ourselves.
What do you do in that moment? Because if they're reacting to my truth that I'm being authentic and it feels very abrasive to me.
Yeah.
I'm going to walk away. I'm going to say, you know what? This isn't working.
Eventually, exactly.
I've been completely open with you and you're still. Yeah.
Correct. Correct. Yeah. You might be discovering that this person doesn't want to relate authentically. Yeah. They want to play some sort of game.
That there is important because so many people, again, going to the top of the hour, the awareness practice, they're like, and it's a lot of work, guys. It's powerful.
Right.
And it's courageous work to stay in that heightened awareness. Go ahead, Roy.
It's challenging work to do, especially in the beginning, because it's like learning to play the piano. It's like you don't have it figured out. Your fingers aren't really doing the scales yet. But if you keep practicing, it gets to be much easier.
It becomes your new normal.
Right. So if somebody has that reaction to your revelation, you can stay in the 5 R's and just continue to say, okay, I heard you say that I'm being neurotic. I'm open to that. And I notice that I kind of had a reaction to that, and you're relaxing around it. You're releasing and you're reporting. So you're staying in the same.
You're doing
staying present with what's happening inside of you. And so here's what's happening in Royville now that you've said that. Because at first it was the person walking past the table. Then it was, you said, I'm being emotional. What's the difference between a person walking past the table and I'm reacting to you saying, I'm being emotional and I'm reacting. So you stay in that. Now, there comes a time when you recognize that the jewels and the pearls of your authenticity that you're giving are just not being received. And it's like, okay, this is good because I'm seeing now that we're on different paths.
And I'm staying, which is really powerful. I'm still staying true to myself, whether it's a male or female.
Exactly.
It's unisex.
Because
here,
Sue,
guys.
If I'm on a date with you and I'm the man that I hope to be, that I'm on a consciousness path, and I'm sitting there and some hot little number walks by the table. Jesus. Right. And you see that and you have a reaction. You say, Roy, when you looked at her, I just all this stuff. And you reported that to me, I probably might say something like, that was so much sexier than her. Thank you.
Oh,
right. I appreciate what you did there. I'm checking in with myself now about what was that about? Is there anything there? But I'm not going to say, oh, you're being emotional. I'm going to say, I love what you did. Like, you didn't throw a drink in my face and just walk out. You told me what happened in your body. You gave me feedback on how you're experiencing me. And I love that. So thank you.
As
now I can
when
learn.
When you're on that conscious awareness
right.
path.
Right. Yeah. If I'm on that path, I don't say something like, oh, you're being a neurotic nut job person. Yeah. Oh, you're such a girl, you know, or something stupid like that. That means that we're on really Triggers. Different paths.
Yeah.
And sometimes the best thing that can happen in relationships is to find out that we really are on different paths. Not right or wrong, good or bad. I'm better than you. That's all ego stuff.
Yeah.
But just that I'm wanting to live this way, right, wrong, good or bad. This is the way I want to roll.
Yep.
And you don't. That's fine. But
don't make me wrong because of my choices.
But
yeah.
We're fundamentally not compatible.
Yep.
Right. I could harp on this. People talk about compatibility in regard to things that really don't matter, and they don't pay attention to the things that do. Because like you're a great looking woman. So I might be saying, oh, you know, I'm going to overlook the fact that we're on different paths because there's an attraction. Right.
No.
And it's going to come back to bite you.
Oh,
so some of these things turn out to be good because you find out by the way we react to things, where we are on our path and what we intend.
Yep.
Right.
And I would also like to add, Roy, and you'll probably agree too, love and blessings to you all and wherever you're at in those moments, right?
Of course.
Again, just like you were talking about, Roy, it's no right, wrong, or indifferent. It's just a contrast. All right. And don't beat the other person up. And two, don't beat yourself up. And also go into denial or an illusion. Illusion. Please do not. I love your smirk, Roy. You know exactly where I'm going with this, don't you? Yeah. Oh, totally. You know, let it go and just look at it as a contrast that says, all right, we're on different paths, you know? And honestly, if you are of the belief that I am, if it is meant to be, it will come back again at some different iteration, different, right?
Right. Absolutely. Right. So it comes down to that each of us has to decide, you know, what is the path that I really want to be on?
Like,
want to be in the world? Right. Yep. And it's got to become strong enough to the point where we say, this is the way I'm going to start showing up in a relationship. And if everybody walks away from me, that's okay. Because this is the only way that I want to be that I know works for me. And so if I'm single forever, fine. But I'm not going to give up myself to be in a relationship.
Yep.
No, so my first commitment is to my own path and getting clear that this is the way that I want to live. I want to live by candor. I want to be a revealer and not a concealer. I don't want to play games. Yep. I want you to know what's happening on the inside of me. I call it dating naked. I just want to be naked in front of you. Like no secrets. I'm not going to protect myself.
Transparency.
I don't want to control my image. I don't want to make you think I'm this or that and try to get you to like me and be people pleasing. No, I'm just going to be real. And if nobody wants to be my friend, fine.
Yes.
Right.
You know,
if nobody wants to date me, but let me finish this one quick thought.
Go ahead. No.
What you're going to find out is that many people will walk away. They won't resonate with you, but it's like Dorothy and the Wizard of Oz. You go down that yellow brick road, you go toward your Oz, and you're going to find your Scarecrow and your Lion and your Tin Man. You're going to find people along the way that say, hey, I want to go there too. I want to live that way too. And you find a new tribe. You find new friends. You find new lovers. You find new partners. But it's got to start by saying, I'm not going to live in a way to control everybody around me. I'm going to be me. And if you don't like this, then I'd rather be alone than to be in relationship and not have myself. And that's what I work with on my clients, probably more than anything else, is that type of commitment and getting to that place where there's that kind of bravery, because it's scary.
That right there is really important. That bravery and that courage to step in, step into the rink of that entanglement, right?
Yeah.
And it does. It's under the hood here. It all starts with you.
Right. And I think it only happens when you've tried the other ways so much and you just find out that doesn't work. You know, playing the game, it just doesn't work.
Important to have that contrast too. And I think we had talked about the game playing, I think the first radio gig that we did. And, you know, it's just a contrast. You know what? I played the game. I don't want to do that anymore. It's not me. It's not how I want to show up. Right.
Right.
And being honest and transparent with yourself that, and also finding the books, your book, your mm-hmm. help, your coaching and practice.
Oh, yeah.
You
need help.
Tips and tools. You need the help.
Yeah. Yeah. You're fighting decades of conditioning and cultural conditioning and the way you were raised. And we're and talking
there's
big,
about. There's traumas, small T traumas, exactly. Big T traumas. There's
talking about radical conscious living. It's like learning to play the piano. We're trying to play Beethoven, but we don't know how to play a scale. So we need a piano teacher, right? Yes. And that's what I do is come alongside someone and say, where do you want to go? All right. And now let's talk about the vending machine. Let's talk about some of these other things. And then miracles start to happen as you've witnessed in your own life. And as I have too. So
yeah.
Yeah.
I'm in a space of loving myself and dating myself right now. And I freaking love it. Love it. You know, I'm unpacking my vending machine. I am getting
good for you.
All the stuff. I love it. I've gotten to a space over the, well, it's been, you know, 15 years of a process of elimination. Mm-hmm. Right. And then over the last 4 years, being empty nester, being divorced, being single, all the stuff coming up too, especially the empty nester aspect. I'm like, I'm right. not, you know, that comes up. That's part
been
of the
there,
vending.
Right.
And I'm talking to the audience about this in my transparency and my love for self and being a witness to myself and also sharing with you. So you, the audience, not only sharing Roy and these amazing guests, but also my story to provide that big fat permission slip for you to provide that hope and to kind of light a fire under your tush to say, you know what? Wake up. It is so much, so much better on the other side. It really is. Mm. Right?
Absolutely. Oh, yeah. I have before and after photos in my mind of the way I've functioned in life. And
totally.
Yeah.
And I want to also state before you take off, Roy. Well, first, remind them how to get a hold of you and your book.
Well, my website's the easiest way, right? CoachingWithRoy.com.
And the fitness self-assessment test, that's on there as well.
Right. Just very quickly, the way I try to communicate what I do to put it in language that people can really get is I talk about getting in relationship shape, you know, physical fitness shape, to run a marathon or whatever. You got to be in shape to really operate at a high level. Well, if you want a really healthy, conscious relationship, you need to get your butt in relationship shape. And so the first thing that I do and I offer to anybody, it's free, is a current relationship fitness self-assessment quiz.
Yeah.
Right. To kind of, you know,
I think I took that a couple years ago.
Yeah.
But I was like, in the beginning of it. I'm like, I don't want any of that right now.
Yeah. I mean, now it's just my own test. It's not some gospel truth, but it will give you an indication, I think, at least in my mind, is where are you in terms of your current fitness level?
Yes.
And that's good information because if you're a little, quote, overweight or not in very good shape, then okay, that just tells me I need to work on myself. I need to do some relationship training. Mm. And that can start with my book. But of course, the best thing to do would be to work directly with me as your
relationship
trainer.
Oh, yeah. Right?
But all of that.
Accountability.
Yeah, all of that is found at CoachingWithRoy.com.
All right, CoachingWithRoy.com. And there'll be, well, I could go through / the relationship fitness self-test, but you'll be able to see
right on the homepage. You literally can't miss it.
And Bootcamp, your latest book.
Yep, Relationship Bootcamp. It's kind of in that same flavor, right?
I love it.
Right, it's hardcore training for life, love, and the pursuit of intimacy.
So, you know, hardcore training, let's have that conversation. I want to just really noodle with that with all of you guys. Just because we use the adjective hardcore training, don't allow that to be an excuse to up-level yourself.
Yeah. No, what it means is it's just we're going into the deeper areas. It's like it's the real conversations we need to have about what it means to be relationally healthy and conscious. So I just used the hardcore because it's a boot camp metaphor. Right.
I get it. Yeah, I get it. I just wanted to unpack that a little bit because sometimes it'll land differently.
You don't have to be into physical fitness to be interested in it. It's got no real fitness language.
It's just the analogy. It's
a metaphor, right?
Metaphor, analogy. Yeah. Right. And having that conversation with yourself, audience, start asking yourself these questions. And Roy, please, jump in if you want to. We got just another minute. Ask yourself, do you want more sex? Well, let me say this. Do you want more quality relating and engagement, brain, energetic, emotional? Do you want, which all leads to intimacy, sexual intimacy, emotional intimacy, energetic intimacy. And not only that, when you fix under the hood here and you have that relationship with yourself, you go into your professional world, you're going to get more money, you're going to get raises, you're going to be acknowledged. All of the personal and professional, it all blends together, you guys. Yeah. So if you want that, if you want that relation and that engagement with yourself, pick up Roy's book, go to his website.
Yep. That is the benefit of this work. When you work on yourself, it touches every part of your life because as the old Zen saying is, wherever you go, there you are. So this work is going to change your work life, your parenting, all your relationships and your intimate ones. I'm just here to help people on that path. So I appreciate it.
And you walk the talk too. We've had that conversation.
I slip. I get triggered. I get reactive.
But that's it. That's walking the talk, right?
My microphone didn't work before this and I actually dropped a big old cuss word. So I get reactive too. So
it's all good, right? But it's the... I'm not going to take pregnancy advice or birthing advice from somebody who hasn't actually birthed a child. They mean well. I'll be like, I love you, darling. Yeah. I've given birth to three.
Yeah.
Let's have that conversation. All right, Roy, thank you so much. This has been a blessed, I want to say hour because it's the easiest thing to say. And I really appreciate you coming on. Keep in touch. I love this conversation. I mean, we're in the same wheelhouse. And I love being able to provide a stage and a platform for you to showcase and share your education. So thank you very much, Roy.
Wonderful. Thank you.
All righty. All right, Benny, we are going to an audience. We're changing it up just a little bit. You guys had asked again for me to read cards for you because you guys missed that. So at the end of every show, we are going to start doing source messages. And source messages are me intuiting and pulling from a selective deck. I've got a few different variety of decks that I have and I read from, whether it's myself or clients or even here on the radio. And it is going to be called Source Messages. So with that, I have pulled Postcards from Spirit. This is from Colette Baron Reed, if you wanted to see what those are. And source message today says, "Dearest you, over here, there is no mystery for us to unravel as we know intimately how connected we all are, how the web of creation works, and how spirit is in every aspect of life from the invisible to the visible. But it's impossible for humans to comprehend the complexities of how things actually work because the most important threads in the tapestry don't make sense in the dimensions you live in. That said, you can feel the importance of these currents of energy that brings events together in miraculous ways. You can't understand with your mind, but you can know with your heart and soul." You know that, audience. You know that frequency. "Trust that even though you don't know the how, the what, or the why, we do surrender to the mystery and have faith that the unseen world is watching you with loving eyes, and spirit weaves your life's mysterious and beautiful tapestry in glorious technicolor. Loving you so much as always." You know what, guys, just like everything I talk about, take what resonates and leave the rest. Why not lean into a beautiful message from Source? It's absolutely delicious. With that, I love you guys. We'll see you next week. And until then, each of you are a gift. Get out there and share yourself with the world. Light that spark and we take off. Yeah, we'll be flying. We'll
we're here, a brand new gear to show what we're